All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Old Moon Podcast, episode 71.
Yes.
69 plus two. 69 plus two. All right. I'm your host, Blue Squadron, joined as always with Jaycoon.
Hi, my name is Jaycoon Aviti. I do a lot of endgame PvE content, such as Olens, the dungeons, and soon tackling the party boss. But you can find me over at twitch.tv/JaycoonAvitiVBeforeTheD.
And that was a good intro. Now it's time for the bad intro. Blonde?
I am Blonde Bear. You can catch me at Blonde Bear on twitch.tv. You know, just hanging out, gaming, having fun. I like to party. Waiting on Llama launch.
Yeah, Llama. Okay, Llama. That was really a little better. That was actually not bad at all. So, Blonde, what game do you have open right now?
RuneScape.
Oh, no. So you're not ready for Land of Mortal Light Part 2 Late Access Edition?
I'm ready.
Late Access Edition is crazy, bro. That hit different. We are Late Access Edition. That's right. So, like, we know what we're getting in 2 days. Okay, we know what's happening. All right. There is no secrets. All of the content has already been spoiled. And so the hype is essentially gone. That being said, we are going to generate hype with what are you most excited that somebody has already done before you that you're going to get to do for the first time. We'll start with Blonde.
The bosses. I mean, that's the...
That's right, baby.
That's the big thing, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm excited for that. Should be lots of fun.
What about Sovereign Weapons? You ready for Sovereign Weapons?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, neither am I. Through no fault of my own, I was in the mood to progress today. And we went through this horrible thing where I just blinked and lost 145 billion silver. That being said, we're still in. Yeah, it's just let it happen. Okay, just let it happen. I'll be honest with you, the Sovereign Weapons is just going to be over so quickly. I think a lot of streamers are ready for it that have like trillions of silver and stuff. I am super excited for the bosses. That's really what I'm here for. That's what I'm ready for. And to be clear, I did not look at like how to do the bosses. There are already guides out on Korean stuff. Most people know how to do them. I didn't actually look at how to do them. Like, I don't know if you guys spoiled it, but like I tried to no spoil the Reno Cappuccino. So Jay, what's your thing that you're most excited for here?
I always personally look forward to like the new areas and new zones to explore when there's a new expansion. You know, the majority of Black Desert usually has the Western fantasy setting, you know, with knights, castles, elves, magical forests, and Land of Morning Light is Black Desert's way of exploring more Eastern fantasy settings, which I'm a big fan of. And you know, the boss splits is also a part of the main course, and I'm excited for that as well. I think there's a lot of people that have been waiting for something like a group-oriented boss fight in BDO for a long time. It's a little bit of a shame that it is on the smaller side of five men, but hopefully, I'm really hoping that they're using this as a stepping stone to go into the direction of potentially having like full-on guild raids in the future. I also have a theory that the Land of Demons might potentially become that direction in the future for being that raid content for Black Desert, but who knows. But yeah, that's what I'm most excited for.
Like, I think the boss content is just incredible, right? Jay, are you ready for Sovereign Weapons yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I've been saving a lot of Kron stones, and I would say I've gotten about, I mean, I have maybe like 80 costumes saved up so far. But that's, you know, that 80? Might be gone really quickly.
You have 80 outfits saved
it's
up?
Only, so- it's only 80. Only any.
What?
I might disappear really quickly.
What level are you trying to get to on day one?
Hopefully at least pen. Pen seems to be like fairly doable right away. If I can get the stones to you know tap it for, of course. And then I think that's what I'm gonna do. I'm not sure if I should do like 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, or like 1-2-3-4-5, and then 1-2-3-4-5. I'm still deciding on that, but if you know what I mean by that, but
right. Yeah,
I've seen people strategize of going like oh, get to Hex first, and then once you get to Hex, and then get the other one to Hex, and then after you get that one to Hex, you want to get the other one to Oct, because that has the, you know, the bigger bracket and the bigger effect and stuff like that. But Hex, getting Oct right away, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be people who get Oct, or maybe even Deck.
It's going to be crazy, bro. It ain't going to be me, though. I'm waiting for the flame. I don't know about you guys. Today, I literally sold my Black Star and picked up the free pin Black Star. And just sold it, and then I'm just gonna, over time, I'm just gonna get the flame, because I think it's the way cheaper. I mean, I'm behind all of you, right? I think the only reason to do the double pen Black Star route, if you're looking at trying to do this for your sovereign weapon guys, and like Jay Blonde, I don't know if you guys have done the math on this, so maybe you can back me up a little bit, but like, I'm pretty sure that the best way to do it is the flame. It's just that you're gonna have to
patience
wait like 5 or 6 months.
Is key.
Yeah,
patience so is like, key. There's no reason to rush. There's no FOMO in BDO.
Yeah, so I think that like you can waste 100 bill on day one to have the sovereign weapons a few months sooner, but like I can't really afford to do that because like I'm not where you guys are. I don't have all my debos yet. I don't have all this other stuff yet, so I figure just keep going hard on the debos, and when it comes out, we're basically gonna go hard on the bosses. Now I don't really know too much about the bosses, and I don't really know too much spoilers, but like I have seen pictures of them. They look really cool. That being said, apparently you don't have to actually do the main quest line in order to,
do the, really?
No,
to do the
bosses.
Yeah, that's what people said. So, like, are you guys just going to do the main quest at all? Or, like, first of all, I just want to say it's a W that they don't require it. W. But, like, are you going to do the main story, or are you going to speed run it, like, later? Jay, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll definitely take my time with the story. I mean, they've been spending all this time to make the story. I might as well enjoy myself, because I haven't really been playing much BDO lately, just been playing other games, and so I'm ready to get back into it once the expansion launches. So yeah, Blonde.
Yeah, Blonde, are you
the
do
exact
that?
Same. I am planning on doing the story. It should be a lot of fun. The problem is I worked like the day of the launch, so I'll be playing it over the weekend and going through it, enjoying it. I really enjoyed Llama 1. I liked the cutscenes, the way they did the cinematic part of the adventure was really cool. And if you like that stuff, it's made for you. And for people that don't care about that stuff, luckily they made it so you don't have to do that stuff. So no one, it's a W all over, I think.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, sorry, I had to cough. Oh my goodness. I'm actually kind of excited to see the main story wrap up for Land of the Morning Light. I did like how it ended last time. I thought of the quest lines that they've released, it was the best of them.
Yeah.
Now, overall, let's be honest, it was still not super great, but like it was still...
It was interesting.
It was interesting, it was right? Yeah. I thought it was interesting to have us do the books, you know, because I felt like, you know, you have this big like region, and then you had all these different towns had their own little struggles going on. And like you were not just like the hero of the region. You were going and trying to solve the troubles of each town. And I thought that was kind of fun, in my opinion. It just, it was long, admittedly, and doing it repeatedly is not super fun. Like I had to do it again on EU, and oh my goodness, it was just a lot.
Did you do the new revamp storyline for Kalfion?
I have not yet. Is the Jordan saga good?
It's incredibly good. I highly recommend doing that. If you thought Llama was like okay, this one I think knocks it out of the water with the way they do the storyline. So I'd highly recommend checking that one out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll take a
the
look
way
at
they
it.
Tie the story and the scenes together and the revamped cut scenes and everything. It's fantastic art that makes it look really good.
Really? Well, that's really good. That's amazing. Like Jay, have you done the new quest line at all?
Yeah. So I'm seeing like them getting really, you know, getting better. They're getting way much better compared to the past, and so I have like kind of high hopes for the new storyline and high hopes for like storylines going forward for people who are really into that. It's nice that they're not making it like a mandatory thing in order to access like the, you know, the meat of the course, and this is like a nice, well, I mean, it is, you know, meat of the course if you are into the the lore part of BDO. I love the lore of BDO. I think it's you know, it's always been interesting to me. It's just been a lot of, it's been hard to digest, if that makes sense, for a long time, and they're making it a lot easier to digest.
Okay, right on. Well, that's good, because like I remember initially when I played the game, like I liked going around. The only thing I liked about the new quest, like the main story, was that I just ran around and explored the world with it. Right, like this, like the actual quest line itself was so abysmally bad. It was translated from Korean. It wasn't coherent. I still, to this day, don't truly understand what's going on with the Black Spirit or why this guy is still following us around or what the hell is going on. I don't think anyone does, even Jaehee Kim. But, like, yeah, it's good that they're actually making their stories congruent. Now we just need to nuclear bomb Madaya and start back over with that, because that's a complete disaster. Now, Land of the Morning Light Part 2 wrapping up brings me to... Okay, so we run through the main story, right? We do the guild bosses, mm-hmm. which, let's be honest, we don't have to actually go there to do those, right? We're just going to be able to teleport probably for those. Right? I don't even
the
know.
The guild bosses?
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't looked into any of the guild. I've been trying to keep myself spoiler free for the bosses so I can experience them and then challenge them on my own.
So my question being, the question here is there a reason to go to Land of the Morning Light at all? Other than the main story. You do the main story, and then you're kind of there briefly for the guild bosses.
Chests, of course.
No. I mean, like, consistently go to Land of the Morning Light. Is there any reason players would go there on a regular basis based on the second expansion?
I haven't really looked into it too much.
Well, in the first expansion, Llama 1, you had to go there for the new life skill revamp to get the new stuff affected. I know you have to go there for the new node war. Node rework, I mean. Like the new node system and stuff like that. I don't necessarily know if... I mean, you'd have to go there and discover the area to uncover it on your map to invest points to do the node system. So I imagine that's still going to be required, but...
Oh, yeah, there's that new life skill if you want to get into that.
Well, we're not actually getting... Right? That's not ready.
We're not getting that one?
No, that's not part of the expansion that we're getting. As far as I am aware...
Ew.
That is not what we are getting. We are getting the main story... Guys, we're BDO partners. We have to pretend to be hyped about this. Okay. Note, cut
I'm
that in
so
post.
Excited.
Note,
yeah,
cut that in
oh
post.
My god, they're getting it ready for us.
Oh my god. Korea hasn't even gotten it ready for us yet, if you catch my drift. Okay. So like they have not, like, we haven't heard anything about the new life skill thing. They talked about it at the ball, and we haven't really heard anything about it since. So we're getting the main storyline. We're getting sovereign weapons. Oh god. And we're getting the guild bosses, right? And so, like, my concern is that you have yet another beautiful expansion with amazing landscape, okay? And, like, there's no reason to go over there and see it all. You know what I mean? Like, that's my problem with Land of the Morning Light, is it's such a beautiful countryside. They poured their passion into making those expansions, right? And... I don't know. There's just no reason. When was the last time you guys went to Land of the Morning Light at all?
Back when they made it mandatory to go there for boss play.
Blom, like, literally looked around. He's like, gosh.
Yeah, Dokubi chest.
He was like, mod check.
Yeah.
Dokubi chest. That was a good time, right? Day 2 of the expansion.
Yeah, dude. That was it. That was the
it
only...
It is weird because I feel like... It's like, I don't know if the feedback in this sense reaches them where it's like, oh, you know, we want something different. No grind spots or something, or different grind spots, or do something different. So they did something different where they made a whole continent where they're like, okay, you're not going to kill monsters on our continent that represents our country. You're going to go do cool stuff, okay? But you're not going to come here and look at the beauty of this place and actually do any life skills. Like, other than shooting hogs and bears in the freaking forest by Sangoon, you're not coming here. You're coming here to look around and run around, and that's about it. Because why would you, when they make it not mandatory to go there for the bosses, which people weren't doing anyways, like, why would people do
well,
that?
Well, there's the world bosses, right? I think there's
the new thing, yeah. I think that's going to be the new thing that's the reason why you want to be over there. But, like, it's almost even as if the world bosses already weren't so disconnected from, like, you being able to go to them. Like, people have Zarka alts, Gron alts, all this stuff, they're spread around the world. Even with the wells, people are still using alts. Why is someone not going to use it for a whole another continent where you got to cross that thing and it takes forever to cross it because it's all there's no, like, flat land. You're not sitting there sprinting on a doom horse. You're having to curve through the bamboo forest. Then you got to curve over that bridge. Then you got to curve through the Dokubi area where it's all mountainous. It's like, oh, frick, man, I'm going to be ultra late to this boss. Like, I'm not making it, you know, like.
Yeah. No. Blonde, you just park an alt there.
And right, I think that's done. The problem. That's you should be incentivized not to be parking alts. You should be incentivized to go on your main, but there's no reason because we used to have the DPS count check whatever for rewards, and then they kind of got rid of that because a handful of people were bringing their mains and nobody got any loot or something. I don't know. It was just silly, and I'm just like,
really? I have an idea. What if for world bosses, when like the ultimate version of the world boss spawns, has like a low chance of spawning, but when it does, like, you have like the normal version and then you have like Bloodstorm Nuva, right? What if there was like an ultimate version that had like a 10%, 5% chance of spawning every time Nuva actually spawned? Oh. And if ultimate Nuva spawns, he attacks Valencia.
Elvia Nuva.
Bloodstorm.
Dekia.
Talking about Bloodstorm, if it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was cool.
No, I mean, he
Bloodstorm, if it was like a real good thing.
Guys, no. He attacks Valencia. He literally comes and lays waste to the city, or tries to. And if
he comes
if the adventurers don't stop him, Valencia is literally permanently damaged for the next like 3 months. Okay. And if you do stop him, everybody that does it gets 3 billion silver. It's a rare event, right? Like everybody that does it gets about 3 bill, super rare drops, you know what I mean? Like fun stuff like that. I think it would be a cool way to like reinvigorate bosses and stuff. And like people would just be like, yo, the Nuva spawn. Everybody be like, get in here. And then everyone would run over there. You know what I mean? I think that's how you would make like world bosses like really, really exciting. Is if like you made them kind of world shaping, make them world boss, like bosses. You know what I mean?
I think that'd be cool, but the immediate criticism is going to be people saying, oh, I can't live on this game 24/7, so I don't ever get to see this boss. I mean, I think that is a cool concept and that would be fun. But, I mean, people already say that about Bloodstorm. Oh my gosh. The one time I was AFK or at work, I couldn't go to this freaking Bloodstorm, and that's the only one that spawned this week. So, but I mean, I think that is a cool thing. That would be fun.
Yeah, no, I think it would be cool. I think it would help reinvigorate world bosses a little bit, which is my next point. Like, I'm just a little disappointed. You know what? I'm just going to ask it. All right, I'm going to throw out three expansions, and you tell me which one you were least hyped for. Okay, Land of the Morning Light Part 1, Mountain of Eternal Winter, Commissilia. Well, also Land of the Morning Light Part 2. No. Land of the Morning Light Part 2 is the last one.
Definitely Mountains.
You were least excited for Mountain of Eternal Winter?
Hold on, Jay. Preface this.
Yeah.
Watch the ball in December. You saw those giant ogres. You saw this massive landscape. You saw the tunnel stuff. All the stuff in the ball, and you're saying you weren't ultra hyped for that, thinking, wow, they finally did it. They made something incredible. This is going to be insane.
Before experiencing it, I guess it was kind of
the most
cool
hype for. Hype would only come before it, not after you experience it.
And then we got freaking Aretha's Limbo, and it was not Aretha's Limbo. It was more like Aretha's Dumbo. Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. The hype before it came out was insane. I remember I was sitting in comms with Divios. We were like, let's go. This is going to be incredible. And then we get it. And it's,
oh my God. Wait, was that?
Is this crap?
Yo,
did you just do a voice critical impression? Since,
like, oh my God. What?
Is that a voice critical expression?
To be fair to Mountain of Eternal Winter, I will say I actually was super hyped about it because I liked snow, and like the snow region was really cool. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time they had voice acting in the quest line and stuff. Like, I thought that was really cool. It was the first time I really had tried to engage with the storyline. But like the coolest thing about Mountain of Eternal Winter wasn't the grind zones. It wasn't the new gear. It wasn't the cities or the landscape. It was the fact that the open world GVGs at Mountain of Eternal Winter nothing has ever come close since that expansion. Prior to Mountain of Eternal Winter, the open world GVGs in the world were amazing every time a new expansion came out, because there was a lot of competition for resources going on at the new grind zones and trying to get the new flame and stuff. All right, so like hundreds of PvP players would come out and try to grind for the new thing, and then other fighting would just naturally break out. And we just haven't seen anything like that since Mountain of Eternal Winter. And like the really big GVGs that used to happen with them. So I was really hyped about it. I was not at all underwhelmed with Mountain of Eternal Winter. Now I am, right? But when it came out, I was really happy with it. I was having fun. I was grinding mirror walks. I was going to Jade Forest. Winter Tree Fossils has always been dead. I don't know what the plan with that was. Arethia's Limbo seemed really cool. And the the token was really cool. It was just a garbagely executed concept, right? Like, but it getting the drop felt really good. Fighting the guardian, getting the drop, you know, it was like rare. And then you could always get that guardian to spawn as you just naturally walked around. There's that blizzard effect. Sure, they never delivered on the snowboarding and stuff, but I was pretty hyped for that. I'll be honest with you. Of the last like five expansions, this is the one I'm least hyped for, is Land of the Morning Light Part 2. Blonde, which one were you least hyped for?
I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be Lommel 2. I'm at an all-time low for caring about stuff coming out because it's just like the same old, same old. There's like nothing new, nothing innovative, nothing that's gonna be like wowing me. New weapon, go back to grinding in the same circle you're gonna grind in. I'm completely disinterested in that. I'm not gonna lie. As a person who loves grinding this game, love the combat, love everything. I'm just kind of like this is not.
They
fun.
Should
this
have just combined awakening so, weapon.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah,
we were actually just talking about that earlier about how it's like the kind of still the same. You're still grinding for like the silver and the crons, and then if you tap, and then if you don't hit it, then you tap again. And I wanted to bring up sort of the idea of what is it like being ahead of the curve and stuff like that. And I was like thinking, like, you know, like being ahead of the curve means, you know, being ahead in gear, completing achievements. And then we also had people mentioning how like some players in Korea already have quote unquote completed the new expansion by having a lot of the resources like silver and crons grinded beforehand to be utilized in the new content. And now they have nothing to do, right? And, you know, that's not a lot of players who can be in that position, but it does make me think that maybe there could be some systems implemented that only allow for, you know, progression by doing the content in the new region. And for me, I am in the fortunate position of, you know, being ahead of the curve. So, you know, I am a little bit more biased on being on the side of being able to utilize the resources I've gotten and you know, I've put in my efforts so far into the future content. So, but yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, like, do you guys prefer the idea of like progressing new content, like expansion by expansion? Not like to the extent that like WoW does it, because you know how like WoW kind of has like a gear reset every expansion, like the gear that you have from the previous one, you know, starts eventually becomes irrelevant like next expansion. But like, you know, maybe there's some systems there that could be like, you know, oh yeah, you have to do this in order to get more of this or that resources, and then you can, you know, progress in that way, or prefer to be able to invest all of your resources from the previous content into the new content. But then we have this issue of people just finishing the entire expansion right away. What do you think?
I'll let you go first.
I was just going to say that, like, as like someone who loves to grind so much, even after I've kind of finished my goals and to continue grinding, there is sort of an allure to like being ahead of the curve. However, not introducing a new resource that is to like go for or grind for feels like you're in the same cycle. Yeah, the numbers have changed, but you're doing the same thing. And then like, especially with this expansion, it should have been immediately paired with something other than Dekia 2. Dekia 2 should have probably came when Debo Rings were announced, because announcing a new expansion, you go and get this cool new thing, you do some new activities, cool, fine, but then you're immediately going back to the same spots that are just harder. I was like Jay said, we were talking about this like a little bit before about how it's crazy that like for a game that has such innovative and super cool concept of combat, and everything's intuitive, and you feel like literally sometimes the game feels like you're plugged into a mech where every decision you make, your movement, your abilities, your fighting is all like connected to you. You're like in the zone when you're playing the game. Like the combat feels incredible in this game, and it's insane for them to squander it with like just making us the same content over and over again. There should have been an immediate release of like the second half of the content of Land of the Morning Light is all demon corrupted and we got to go fight a bunch of monsters over there. The fact that we don't have to go to this continent other than for bosses means that people are going to park alts and it's boring, and then you go and get the new weapon, you go get the stones to make the new weapon. And you just go back to the same grind spots, which people are already tired of and they've been doing for the last 8+ months. And yeah, I agree with Jay that like being in the privileged position of being able to cut ahead of the curve and continue grinding ahead of time, and other people are like not at that stage, so they're working on the grind. But knowing those people in that stage, knowing that like, okay, once you get to our stage, you're basically just repeating the same thing. So I hope you like you know those monsters you're grinding for 200, 300, 400, 1,000 hours? Get ready to grind for 2,000 more hours to work on your next upgrade, because all you're doing is clicking crons. You got nothing else but clicking crons, which is, I really thought there was going to be some new innovative way of clicking the weapons that wouldn't feel as gated by crons, where you're just sitting there and you're like, okay, I got another 29 hours before I hit enough crons to go click my new thing. All right, here we go. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Ugh. Like, it's, I don't know. I think that's like one of the most boring ways to continue pushing the game's development, in my opinion.
I did not intend for this to be like the Doomers. Guys, we're supposed to be hyped about the new expansion. Woo! Yeah, we're excited.
Oh my god.
I don't think you can be hyped about the new expansion with the way that the what's coming. Like, you know that you're gonna go there and get your new weapon, and you're gonna be killing the same monsters, and you're gonna be, the worst part is you're not even gated by the grind. You're not grinding. If you're grinding any faster, great. Now you have to find a new rotation where your pets don't out loot your speed. Oh, you wanted to grind Olin's? Too bad you're limited on a 1-minute 30-second respawn timer where you don't have a choice in whether or not you want to go faster or slower. So you have to actually DPS cap yourself so you don't sit there and wait there for like almost 30 seconds not killing a monster. Like, the game's design around like pets being like limited to loot stuff is miserable, and any player that like wants to try to push and enjoy that, you're going to be gated by the pay to win pets. Even if you have the fastest pets in the game, this weapon's not going to increase your grind. Like, yeah, you're going to kill the monster faster, so maybe you can chill more between the packs or whatever, but like there's like, unless Dekia 2's got some like blinding light salvation of mechanics that feels fun and intuitive for the grind, you're going to do the same thing. And I mean, if you like that, cool, more power to you. I just think that after 8+ years, people are kind of getting like a little, okay, where's the new thing? When are we going to get something fun and new to do? It's kind of boring.
Well, it's the guild bosses.
I'm so excited for the guild bosses.
Well, you are, right? We are legitimately excited for those. I'm trying to turn it.
I am legitimately excited to do it.
Trying to turn the ship here. Yeah.
And then what? How many minutes a day do you think it's going to take me to do those bosses? How many do we even get to do a day? I don't know. Oh, I had so much fun for my 5 minutes I got to play with BDO today. All right, time to log off because there's nothing to do.
Blonde Bear.
I'm so excited. Are you kidding me?
Blonde, I am trying to be PMA, bro.
It's PA's fault. They made the game this way. We love new bosses for 20 minutes out of the day.
So Korea felt the same way about the expansion.
I'm sure they did. Why would they?
Okay. I was hoping. Like, I was calling me, Mom.
Sorry, hold on. Blue, give me a reason why I should be excited. Explain it to me. I'd love to hear
the guild bosses are going
to
be fun.
You do have the biggest brain about these things. I'd love to hear what your insight is on like how I should, like, how do I fix this terrible mindset I have?
Okay, I will fix it. Give me a moment, though. I should remind everybody that Blonde was getting on my case because I was dooming a couple of weeks ago. Then he said he was the ultimate doomer, and we are seeing that ultimate doomer mentality come out in Blonde right now. Number one. Number two, you should be excited about the new bosses, right? And then I think that the quest line is probably going to be pretty good. I think it's going to have a really rich storyline. I think it's going to be
one
a lot
time
of fun.
For like 6 hours. Took 8 months for 6 hours.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Then we should have, in fairness, have a lot of new players coming back to the game because of this seasonal plus thing. It's called
seasonal plus.
Yeah, so seasonal plus plus. Jay, do you want to talk? I this is really exciting for newer players. I think that's really fun. Jay, do you want to talk a little bit about what kind of goes into this?
I didn't go too deep into it. I just like saw like Andrew's post on Twitter about it, but essentially, 1000% combat XP for seasoned characters. It seems like you might be able, you know, the timepiece might come back, so you can double up on your seasoned character, get another free level 61 essentially. And they also have some cool costumes. It is more on the like very modern side. It's not very fantasy-esque at all. It's very like streetwear kind of outfits, if you guys haven't seen it yet. And so it does, there was people complaining about, oh my god, it's breaking immersion, but I feel like we've already crossed the line already of going into less fantasy focused outfits. But yeah, that's what I've seen so far, is new outfits, 1000% XP, timepiece might be coming back for another free character to use. But also, like, did we need another catch-up mechanic like this? I feel like we're already, like...
Can I just interrupt? Just, Jay,
yeah, go ahead.
Am I reading this correctly? Are they literally just giving you a full set of Tet boss gear and Pen Kaposha? Or just base Kaposha?
I didn't look too much into it. I just saw the post. Seven but types if of that pet. Is the case, then yeah, then...
I don't think they're Pen Kaposha. Right, they look like they're base. Yeah, they look like they're a base. And it gives you Tet. Yeah, it's gonna give you a full set of Tet, and they're giving a Pen Blackstar, right? Obviously, they're giving the Patrigio's pocket watch. So this is the same thing that we said, the Marnie's pocket watch thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think that they are understandably probably a little concerned that the new expansion won't bring as many new players to the game as they might be hoping initially in the West, mainly because Land of the Morning Light Part 1 brought a tremendous amount of new players, because Boss Blitz was a new concept, the main story was revamped, Lost Ark had the three Bozos thing going on at the time, and like, it was kind of like a perfect storm. Land of the Morning Light Part 2, I don't think that they're seeing the same push, and so like, this event, at least in Korea, is probably like their attempt to like get people excited about the game a little bit. Like Blonde said, I have to agree with Blonde as much as he's doing. I do have to agree that, like, and this is what I was kind of alluding to before, I'm concerned that there's nothing to do over there. I'm concerned that I will be there for all of 1 day to do the main story, and then I will only be there for the world boss, which I can park an alt at, and I will be there for the guild bosses. Right? Like, that doesn't... There's, like, our biggest... I think everybody's biggest feedback about Land of the Morning Light in general was, hey, there's just not enough to do in this expansion, like, in the world. The only reason people go over there right now is for the hunting region, right? It's literally just for, like, the hunting zone. And so, like, now we're not even going to get a hunting zone with this, as far as I'm aware. We don't have the new life skill with it. So, like, you're going to explore this rich culture, this amazing world that they've prepared for us, but, like, there's no reason to stay and explore it further. And that's kind of depressing to me. I kind of agree with Blonde on that. Go ahead, Jay.
Another thing was the party boss splits. I think it's supposed to be Calamity 8, 9, and 10, right? And so that might also be another reason why they're just giving out gear, is so that people can challenge. I don't know what kind of gear you need for Calamity 8. Again, I haven't looked at it too much, but if it is on the harder side, because Calamity 7 is already something that is, you know, difficult for people who haven't done the Calamity bosses too much. People usually, you know, just bang out like a Calamity 5 or something for the week, instead of doing Calamity 6 or 7, because I do agree that, you know, it is much harder for the... It's kind of like the same reward. Like, I mean, I've seen people get dons from Calamity Water Wards, but the Calamity 8, 9, and 10, if it is going to be like, oh, you need 700 gear score to even start, right? And I'm like thinking, oh, was Calamity 10 going to need like 750 gear score or something similar to Dekia level 2? Because Dekia level 2 needs 750 gear score. They're also like pushing more gear into that as well. I was thinking that I brought this up in a previous episode of something they could do to give more, I guess, content to the regions or incentivize going back, is some sort of like, they can bring back the old like reputation and fame system. I talked about this like a way, way, way back ago, and I'm like reworking that, because we do have a reputation and fame system. And, you know, like, if you just do content, let's say you just finished storyline, right? You're just like, you know, you're the regular reputation, and then you can just do more quests to increase that. And then you can unlock new quests or new content based on your reputation there. And it could just be like cosmetic rewards or something like that, like a cosmetic progression. Like, let's say you You're like the highest tier. Like you've reached, like, you know, you're friends with the king now, and now he gives you these like cool, I don't know, robes or something like that. Something to, I don't know, the Dawn's full set. I was like thinking, you know, the fallen god pieces, there's a little Breska helmet, Ator shoes, Dawn's gloves. There could be like a cosmetic of the full set of those, like, you know, god pieces or something like that. There was actually a long class specific quest, and Blombear, you might know this, for the warlock in World of Warcraft, and
they have this
called like Rain of Fire.
Yes, there was. Yes, the green fire you got from
You can get a green version of that Rain of Fire.
It's not just Rain of Fire. You got it on the Inferno, the Infernape ability. Oh. You got it on the other ability. You got it on your like all your key skills. You got it on your movement abilities. There were flames following you, and you got a special title that was like the Blackened Hollow or something for the cult of warlocks that you were in for completing that quest line.
That's cool.
The quest line was sick, and it was like a challenge. It wasn't like that easy.
It was like a challenge too, and it was I think I'm pretty sure it was just purely aesthetic stuff that you got in cosmetics.
100%. 100% cosmetic.
And people did that because it was really, really cool, and
it's freaking awesome, bro.
Stuff like that in different regions, they could just shove a class specific region stuff, or, you know, those quest stuff in like many of the different regions that we already have. Another easy way they could even do these alternative skill effects, if people want it, is just like, I don't know, like skill points. They could just, now there's a reason to grind skill points, so that you can invest more skill points into. That's, again, there's like so many things. BDO has so much potential, and I would really prefer to keep believing in BDO, but it's, you know, it's
crazy to me because it's the little things in games. I think that developers think that everything has to be some grandiose, massive gesture. Mm-hmm. Like Land of the Morning Light is like an homage to their country, where they are, where the company is built, where everything is. So I totally understand that and respect that, and that's really cool and unique. I think any company that's this successful would want to pride themselves in doing something amazing like that. However, there needs to be a little more. There needs to be a little more attention to the little things. The little things add up so much more than the big giant gestures, because the big giant gestures, the big picture is great, but if you really like scrutinize and look into the detail, it's crazy that the little things just aren't there. And BDO has a lot of big things going for it: the combat, the graphics, the look of things, the character customization. But attention to the small details, attention to the little things is way more important than people realize, because that stuff stacks up, and there are many tiny little details that have been ignored over many years that like eventually just hit a player different. People start feeling a little bit different about stuff. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the Berserk collab? Success? Failure? What do you think?
I like collabs in general. I mean, when it comes to collabs, how do we explain? I'm going to give you some situation to try to explain my feeling, because I don't know how to explain my feeling. But have you guys seen the Deadpool and Wolverine movie?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
No, I have not. Please no spoiler arena.
You have not? No. I'm not spoiling anything, but they recently collabed with Heinz Ketchup and Mustard, and they made like a meme out of it, essentially, because, you know, ketchup is Deadpool and mustard is Wolverine, because it's the same color scheme and stuff. And I don't know what the specific feeling is. Maybe it's like respect or something, but that made me want to watch Deadpool and Wolverine even more. And I already like ketchup and mustard as condiments in general. So like to see Black Desert willing to collaborate with Berserk makes me think like, oh yeah, that company, they want to branch out more and reach out more. They, you know, they support anime, and I like anime, and I want to rewatch Berserk, you know. And then there was another collab that I enjoyed in the past, which was like Curse, Netflix show collab.
It was a very small collab, very
tiny, and it just added like a small in-game quest line involving the main character. I forgot who, I think it was like Nimue or something, if that's her name. And I generally like fantasy swords, so I did watch and enjoy the show, and I would not have, you know, watched the show if I didn't, you know, if the collab didn't happen. So even though the collab was on the smaller side, it was still sort of like, I don't know, I was there, you know, I was there for that collab, you know, I was there for Mysteries of Summer moment, yeah, kind of stuff like that, you know. As for the Bugatti collab, that was more on the questionable side. I did not buy Bugatti. I did not.
That was the best one, bro. What do we mean?
I did not buy a Bugatti IRL. It literally made for multiple reasons, go out, mostly because I'm poor.
Yeah, I maybe want to go out and buy a Bugatti. I couldn't, but like, you know, maybe I would have thought about it if I had $4 million. Right.
Yeah, I thought that collab was I don't know. I thought that was a little bit out of touch with the players for the Bugatti, but you know, but if I had to create create a collab for Black Desert, I would, please, 100%. It would be my dream come true if they would collab with Monster Hunter. They have they have such cool armor and weapon designs that would just like fit right into Black Desert. They can even add some of the monsters from Monster Hunter as like world bosses.
They compete directly so good with games like Monster Hunter. There's almost no way they collab with them. I will say that, like, you know, to the point of like the collab encouraging people to go like watch the anime, I can very confidently tell you, I don't feel any more like watching the anime now than I did before. But that's only because there's no naked people in it. Because that's the only type of anime that I watch.
Are you sure? Are you sure there's no naked people in Berserk? I'm pretty sure there's a lot of naked people in Berserk. Have you read that one before?
I've never read it before.
You should, because there's a lot of naked people in this one.
Maybe I should check it. Maybe I have seen it. Yeah. I just don't know. I will say, did you guys pick up the partner outfit? They gave the partners a free outfit if we wanted to promote it. Did you guys pick it up?
Mm-hmm.
Did they actually send it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Did you not get yours?
I emoted the thing and then they forgot to send it to me. Oh. And if I forgot to send it to you, I mean, I was the only partner that didn't get the outfit.
Why?
When I emoted the thing and I was like, well, and then like, apparently, like, they messaged me pretty quickly and they were like, yeah, this is a mistake, our bad. And I was like, how? How did you fuck this up? Like, I don't know. I haven't collected it for my mail yet. I'm just curious. Like, do you guys actually like the way the outfit looks?
Yeah, dude. The Guts costume looks sick on friggin' Dosa.
It does, yeah.
You put it on your Dosa, not your Scholar Blonde?
Yeah, I'm a Dosa main.
Wait, can you put it on the Guts outfit? I thought the female ones had a Griffith.
Yeah.
You know, I have the Griffith. I don't have it. I haven't collected it yet. I'm not sure. Again, the Bugatti outfit's now the rarest outfit in the game. So, yeah, screw everybody else. Nobody has the Bugatti outfit. It's insane. Okay, so we were doom and gloom about the new expansion and stuff. And that's all great. Season 2 plus and everything. One of the most demoralizing things for me to kind of stack on this was the Global Lab patch last week didn't even warrant a rundown from me. It was, I kind of just avoided it like the plague because there was nothing new on it. So like, as we typically see, we have like the player base outburst, the UN podcast happens. They say they're going to listen. And for the next two Global Lab patches, they change some mild things. And then now it looks like they're trying to go back to what they were doing before. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. That's not enough. And the expansion is not enough. In my opinion, if they don't keep changing things, it is completely cooked. Like the game, like the expansion will have a bump in players and then it will just tank because they don't have anything on the horizon, right? Like they've delivered on like the expansion at that point. The only things we really have to look forward to, correct me if I'm wrong, is that new life skill, right? And then Dekia 2, which is not something I'm looking forward to because it's recycled, used, old content. It's not going to be fun.
It sounds like you're saying what I'm saying, just less loud.
I'm fun. I was the doomer, remember?
You are a doomer.
I was the doomer before. And like, I'm just going to be honest. I don't think there's any reason to go back to it. Like, I'm excited to do the new expansion and stuff. But like, when I say throne, you say liberty. Throne!
RuneScape.
Are neither of you guys gonna go play Throne and Liberty? Like,
I'll probably try it, but seems like a very copy and paste. You know, go in there, do some raids, have some fun. If you take it seriously, you're kind of inting.
Well, I'm gonna take it seriously for at least a month or two. I'm gonna have fun with it mainly because there's nothing to do in BDO.
Yeah, why not?
I'm thinking in 2 weeks, we're gonna be expansion who? And like they don't have anything on the horizon, and they're not listening to us. So like the player base is leaving in an exodus that I have never seen before. The
actually, in the last two global labs, there was there was this one thing that they did that I was like, did we? It like okay, it's they were like redoing the furniture. Like they were like making insane. The furniture look nicer, and I was just I was looking at that. And I'm like, huh? Did we?
Yeah, dude. Like, do we listen to
that's
anything?
Exactly what I wanted. Actually,
are Wait. You? Yeah, are you listening to anything your player base is saying? Are you looking at the same chart we are? Like, bro, look at this hump. The Berserk collab is that slight increase, and then it went right back to where it was.
Yeah, people logged in, got it, and logged out.
That's exactly right. And then I think that it's also going to be, like, the expansion is going to be a hump for sure, but I think that they're starting to realize that it's not going to be as big of a hit as people were kind of hoping it was going to be. Because it just, there's not as much to it. There's not, it's not fleshed out. It doesn't feel like a whole region I want to go explore. It's just, you're running through with the main story and stuff. I'm excited to do it, but like...
Do we know if there's a Dokkaebi 3 and 4 from this?
Oh God, please.
I think
God,
there's
no.
New journals.
Please God, no. No, there's new adventure, like the, that we have not heard anything about a new adventure log as far as I'm aware. There's
no?
New tales. There's new adventure tales. So like, I assume that's just the main story.
Man.
But like no new adventure log. There is no new journal. You covered. There it is right there. There's no new journal. So like,
dang.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Just tragic. I'm thinking, it might get a little rocky here over the next, I would say that we'll ride the expansion hype for about 4 to 5 days, which is the shortest expansion hype I think we will ever see in the game's history, which is why I was trying to bring up before. Like, what are the least hyped expansions for you? But like, I think this is probably going to be the shortest expansion hype we've seen. And then we're going to go right back to the status quo. And I'm just curious if they have a plan or if they're going to admit that they're wrong on stuff or we're actually going to turn the ship here. Because if you don't turn the ship, everyone's going to get off. And like, that's just how it goes.
I'm like also wondering, and it worries me too, that, okay, this is just like a conspiracy theory, but what if everything was ready and they're just slowly putting out parts of the content to try and... like extend,
just trickling it out.
They've never done that before.
Is my conspiracy theory.
They've never done that before. Well. And I don't think that like they usually pump stuff out immediately. That's the problem. Like, like they're just killing the game. I don't understand what's.
So you're saying there, it's just not ready. The content, yeah, that, which is I think
ready.
Is a little bit worse.
And the content that they have announced to us, Jay, we just had a ball, like a couple of months ago. And we're already like, this is it. This was like the big thing that they released at the ball. We've got nothing to get us.
It makes me wonder
December.
What the thought process was. Okay, we got this new region. People are going to explore it. And at least for the first one, it's like, okay, you go into the bosses. You have to do the story. You go and unlock the new item, whatnot. And then you go do the bosses. Then you do the Dokkaebi chest. So we got like a week of like running around doing little things here and there if you play a little bit. But the new one, I'm merely curious what the thought process was of like, okay, we release new bosses, and you're going to go over there, and you're going to do the storyline, and then they don't have any like sub-additional content other than life skill stuff, which not everybody participates in, and then we, like that's it? There's no new thing to do with most of your time on a daily basis, which is what a lot of this game is. It's like doing something with the 1 to 2, 3, 4, maybe more hours a day that you maybe play the game. And it makes me wonder, like, what was the, I guess Dekia 2 is like the pairing to this, but like, was that really like something that like, they're like, oh man, people are going to be really excited to have the same grind spots they're doing, just redone a little stronger.
Yeah,
it just, it's
rough,
like, is that really,
you know,
what they were thinking? Is,
yeah,
that really, but listen, I'm okay. There's plenty of people in the part of the game where they're still working on all their money and gear, but it is pretty crazy that the only thing they've looked forward to is doing the same thing for another 1,000+ hours with this new thing, or maybe even more. If they get unlucky on these weapons, they're just going to be doing the same thing they've been doing for the last 8 to 12 months even longer. And listen, if you like that, be my guest. That's cool. That if you're having fun, you're having fun. But I think that like players like us, for example, are kind of like, man, like we're, you know, we kind of want something a little different. We've had the same peas and mash for a long time, and I'm looking for some, you know, I want some gravy. I want some meat. Where's the meat at?
It's a little rough right now. Yeah, we can all agree it's a little rough, and I'm actually more concerned for the game a month from today. A month from today, on October 10th, I am concerned that the game right around the October 10th will be at the worst state that it's probably ever been in. We hit a new record low about a week ago, and then it turned back around a little bit with the Berserk, and then I think the expansion will help. But I think over the next month or so, I really do think with Throne and Liberty releasing and then like the game not having any new content around the corner, I think it's going to be really, really hard for BDO to maintain any sort of player base through October. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, I think BDO did a good job for a long time of like your gear felt pretty meaningful for a while, and I think we've kind of lost that over the last little while because they want to make it so it's more accessible so players at all stages of the game come and enjoy it. But what I feel like that ends up doing is kind of killing the people that like to continue playing the game for a ridiculous amount of hours, I would say, like because a lot of us as content creators like kind of live on the game. I feel like you end up killing that sort of vibe of like, man, these players want to sit here and play the game a lot, but nothing is like really enjoyable this long for this many years being the same thing. And it feels pretty awkward that it hasn't been like revamped or addressed or really what feels like even looked at. And
we're releasing furniture updates, right, Blonde?
I'm curious though. Maybe the intent is that they know. They know that players want to players want to log in more, but they're going to log in less and they're going to play a little bit. So like, let's release a content that isn't something they have to do infinitely because it's time gated. So they come in, they play that for a little bit, they log out and they go play whatever other game. And maybe they like intentionally are causing like a sort of break or divide in the game where it's like, hey, if you're in the mid game and you want to play a lot, cool. If you're like in the mid to end game, you're kind of playing a little bit less and that's okay. We're going to be here when you're done with the new Throne and Liberty launch. We're going to be here when you're done with the new XYZ game or whatever thing you're doing. And I don't necessarily think that's the worst thing ever, but it is pretty demotivating because what happens when players are playing a game for a long time, the moment you start kind of taking breaks and doing other stuff, you lose that attachment to doing your daily activities, especially in an MMORPG. Like when I played World of Warcraft, as soon as like I kind of like my raid team died or I was disinterested in doing the daily activities, as soon as you lose the daily activity vibe of logging in and having fun, in my opinion, at least from my experience, it kills the vibe of the game. You're not really like excited to log in the next day because you're like, well, I didn't really log in yesterday and I really don't care about logging in the next day. And I'm like, I guess it's okay if I don't log in. And like it slowly becomes not a problem to where you're like, I guess I'm just not going to log in today. And I think the MMOs thrive off of having players that are excited to want to log in and play every day. And that not happening in this game feels weird, but I don't know. Maybe PA's big brain in and they're like, okay, let's kind of kill the vibe now. So when we release this banger expansion next year, it's good. But that just sounds like insane. Like no company wants to do that because everything's been going downhill in their like, market stuff, right? Like that's kind of wild.
What's wild to me is that we have a new expansion dropping in like 2 days. And the thing I'm actually most excited for this month is somebody solving my Dark Knight statue riddle. That is it. I am most excited for my own Renaissance fair where I get to show everyone all the art and the music and then do the cosplay collab with Laz and stuff. That is the day of the whole month that I am most looking forward to. That and the Throne and Liberty release on September 26th. Which I'll be honest, I'm just going to say it. I think that TNL is going to be a tremendously fun game for us to play. I think it'll be a nice break, change of pace for everybody, breath of fresh air. And like, we will really enjoy it. It will get old pretty quickly, I think. But like, you know, I think it'll be a fun game to kind of jump
it'll
over to.
It'll be fun for a month or two.
And I think that everybody in BDO is probably going to try it. The majority of us are probably going to all go do it, at least the veteran players.
I think a lot of people are in for a break. Yeah, I think a lot of players are just in the vibe for it's like, you know, I think it's maybe time to hop off the horse for a second, you know, take a little breather, you know. I don't think that's necessarily that unhealthy either. I think that BDO is a game that definitely makes you, or at least over the years has made me want to play it every single day and play nothing else. I have ditched my friends on many occasions to not play whatever multiplayer game they want to play or whatever that I don't want to play, because I'm like, oh, but like BDO, I've got so much to go for, I've got so much to do, because like things felt rewarding. I wanted to mention this earlier that I feel like I don't think people realize how the subconscious feeling of having PvP in the open world really affects the mentality of like what motivates you to play. I used to be motivated. I told myself every day grinding, I was like, oh man, I'm going to get so much gear, so no one's going to kill me in open world. I'm going to grind so hard. They're never going to be able to kill me. I'm going to have some crazy build. No, like I don't care about PvPing. I don't want to kill other players, but I don't want to die to some loser who's going to kill me in my grind spot. And now what happens? It doesn't matter. I got killed by like a 300 AP Nuver, Nova, like 12 months ago, and I was like, this sucks. No matter what I've got, there ain't nothing happening. And then they absolutely, as soon as I saw all my DR and PvP stuff that I was having on the side, they immediately like buff Zerker, make him unkillable. I'm like, okay, PA's got to be trolling. This is like the most insane thing. I just got rid of everything that would have made me double invincible. And now they're just like, it's like nothing feels worth it. The balancing is all over the place. I'm like, ugh, I don't care. So like that thing in the back of my head that was like, oh, you got to grind, so someone's not going to go kill you, or someone's not going to go beat you up. It's like now it doesn't exist. And it's like there's so many subconscious things I think that go into motivating players to play. And that does not exist in BDO right now, in my opinion, for a lot of players.
Have either of you guys played BDO in the last week or so?
I did the dungeons and that's it for now.
Oh, yeah,
I did the dungeons and I kind of just focused on IRL stuff. Which has been nice. God. It's been nice.
He's like, I've spent time with my family. You know what I mean? Like, why would you do that, bro? Oh my goodness. Well, this was not supposed
to be grass the last week. It's been nice.
This was not meant to be the old moon Doomcast. That was not what this was supposed to be.
Oh, it's not our fault. Whose fault is it, Blue?
Perlabysis. It's Perlabysis.
Hey,
it's not our fault.
Listen, they put out some quality. We'll put out some quantity, okay?
Yeah, true. Yeah, like,
oh my god, wow.
And I've been logging into BDO every day, bro. I've been grinding. And you know what I did today? I blew up all that silver that I've been. You guys, literally, I didn't catch up to you guys at all. I didn't catch up to you guys at all. I grinded out 100 bill, right? Basically, we're the shit. Uh-huh. Okay, constantly blowing up Debo. I finally get to try today. It fails Tet 6 times in a row. I mentally boom. All of my silver is gone. It's a complete catastrophe. I do have a Tet Debo belt right now, and the cope is that I'm selling my Pen Blackstar because I have the replacement. I'm like, well, I don't even need the Sovereign Weapons because the hype's just not going to be there. I might as well just wait the 5 months, right? So I'm like, okay, well, I might as well catch up a little bit on that. But here's the thing. If I sell this Blackstar... and I don't get a Pen Devil belt, I am literally just out of 150 billion silver.
Good luck.
It's just a flush. It's just gone. There is no progress. It's just minus 150 bill. And I'll be honest with you, this is right on the eve of TNL release. It's not feeling, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, Jesus, bro. It's kind of rough out here, man. Even for, like, the guy, I'm, like, the diehard BDO guy, right? Like, I've been, like, cranking Black Desert content out. Like, I love this game. The motivation to grind, even on the eve of the release,
that's, like,
rough, dude.
You know what that's, like, reminding me of? It's giving the same energy as someone doing a pen roulette, otherwise they're like planning to quit if they don't get anything from their pen roulette.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The same energy that I'm
yeah, dude, that's exactly what's happening right now, man. Like yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you, like I'm about to just sell it at this 95. I think 95 is actually a good price. What do you guys think? I think 95 is a good price for this.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that, final
that's
closing
a lot,
thoughts
that's 95
for the podcast
content.
Let's go closing thoughts for the podcast so that I can see if I am going to be playing Black Desert tomorrow or not. It's going to be a really fun end to the stream today. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's finish out with Jay first.
Closing thoughts is that I'm really, really excited for the furniture that they announced in the Global Labs. And so I'll be working towards that. I'm also excited for Lennon Moonlight Part 2 Boss Blitz. We'll see how that goes. I do have a group ready for it. But yeah, well, you can watch me over at twitch.tv/JakeandVTV before the T on September 12th.
Okay, right on. And my boy, Bear.
Hi. I think hi. That we'll see.
We'll see. Oh no.
I've said it every week.
And he likes we'll the party. See.
We'll see what PA does.
I'm
we'll
thinking
see
PA... that the entire Black Desert directory is gonna be playing Throne and Liberty in about 2 weeks. And we're all just gonna rate. Here's what I think is gonna happen. You want Raw Dog? I think we're all going to be playing Throne and Liberty, and we're all just going to be raiding each other because we all love each other, and we're all going to be supporting each other in a new category, trying to develop in a new game with a new, with new, like, literally, that's what I think is about to happen. Like, TL, yeah, mask off, right? And we're going to go hard on TNL, and then most of us,
yeah,
and then we'll probably, most of us will probably end up coming back to
BDO. And then we'll make a podcast, and then we...
Well, most of the people will probably try to come back to BDO, and I'm going to... OnlyFans. I'm doing hardcore classic. Wow, I'm gonna suffer in a different way, bro.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm doing Soda's Guild. Yeah, they invited me, so I'm just gonna do that. You guys are more than happy to come with me if you want.
That's awesome.
That's gonna be fun too. And I'll be trying to make BDO content the whole time, but like I'll be honest with you. I'll support the BDO creators if and when they decide to go to TNL. I think we're all gonna have to help each other. I really do. I think we're gonna have to help each other. I think it's gonna be a rough boat, but we're all on board it. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Mm. But from, guys, remember the Old Moon Podcast happens every week. And I promise it's not as negative as this does. It says every week. You can catch it at my YouTube. We always look at the comments on the YouTube, which is a lot of fun. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. Make sure you interact with the video because let's be honest, you might end up on the podcast the following week with a subject. So from all of us at the Old Moon Podcast, have a great rest of your week, guys.